VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Eyewitnesses say they were smoke trailing behind the Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed Sunday morning, killing all 157 people on board. Sunday's flight left the airport in Addis Ababa just after 8:30 a.m. and went down about 6 minutes later. Passengers from 35 countries were on the flight. Ethiopian Airlines has now grounded its fleet of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The airline has grounded the fleet, it says, as an extra safety precaution following the devastating crash in which 157 people were killed, although it isn't yet known what caused the loss of the new plane in clear weather outside Addis Ababa on Sunday. The airline says its remaining four 737 MAX 8s won't fly until further notice. Some other groups around the world appear to be deciding to do the same. China's Civilian Aviation Authority has ordered all Chinese airlines to temporarily ground their MAX 8s, and Caribbean carrier Cayman Airways says it's temporarily grounded the two it operates. I'm Charles Ledesma.
And Ethiopian Airlines now says searchers have recovered both flight recorders from the plane. The Trump administration on Monday sent to Congress a more than $4 trillion government spending plan for 2020. Mr. Trump is asking for $8.6 billion for construction of a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. That's in addition to the nearly $7 billion he has ordered to be used to build a wall under his state of emergency declaration. The budget calls for a 5% funding increase for the Defense Department and a 5% cut in non-military spending. Democrats, however, now control the House, and few Democrats support the budget as submitted by the president. Indeed, some Republicans oppose it as well. This is VOA News. The United States on Monday sanctioned a